Good evening, everybody, from the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The third place game between the 3-seed West County Bulldogs and the 4-seed Fredericktown Black Cats. Ready to go in this one. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO Sports Plus. Jay Sodal online at KFMOsports.com as we have live video on the website. And we're ready to go. Opening tip brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. It's won by West County. Brody Simile tries to go inside to Wyatt Simile, and it's passed him and out of bounds. A West County turnover is their first. They're in the black uniforms, Fredericktown, and the white jerseys. Let's meet the starting lineups, courtesy of American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. And starting it off for Fredericktown, as they are the lower seed in this tournament, but the home team on the scoreboard as they get it down low to Andrew Robbins, off window and in. Opening score for Fredericktown, up 2-0, 40 seconds into this one. Fredericktown starts David Slinkard, Blake Terry Brakefield, Darion Ketchings, Andrew Robbins, and Michael Johnson. For West County, it's Brody Simile, Wyatt Simile, Tatum Harbison, Wyatt Scherfus, and Levi Lashley. Starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson at 700 West Carsh Boulevard in Farmington, where they're proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Levi Lashley has it down low, gets it to the foul line for Brody Simile. Can't hit the shot through traffic. Rebound is grabbed by Wyatt Simile, and he puts it off window and in. There's the first make for West County, and we're tied at 2, a minute and a half gone in this opening quarter. Darion Ketchings at the elbow. Now to the right corner for David Slinkard. He'll work baseline, can't hit the shot, but he is fouled, and Slinkard will go to the line to shoot two free throws. The foul called against Wyatt Simile is his first. And David Slinkard shoots two free throws. First one, good. First point for Slinkard. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Second free throw. Got that one as well. Slinkard with two, and it's 4-2 Fredericktown. West County out of the backcourt. Brody Simile works across the timeline, down low to Wyatt Simile, back to Brody. He'll work it through the lane, swallowed up by the Fredericktown defense, and throws it off of a leg and turns it over. Two turnovers, rather. Darion Ketchings can't hit the layup, and the rebound's grabbed by Tatum Harbison, his first. In the middle, that's Wyatt Simile, gets it to Brody Simile out on perimeter. 2 minutes gone in the first. Wyatt Simile down low, works it back out to the near side. That's Scherfus. Back up top, Tatum Harbison to the foul line. Dish down, pass down low. Wyatt Simile off glass, good on the foul. Four for Wyatt Simile, and the end one's coming up. Foul is on Andrew Robbins. That's his first, and the first for Fredericktown. And one try brought to you by Complete Vision Care. No good. Michael Johnson had the rebound, and the outlet goes to David Slinkard. Gets it to Ketchings, then back to Slinkard. He'll work baseline. Slinkard at the low block, puts it off the iron. No good. Levi Lashley grabs it off. And coming the other way, it's West County in a tie game. 5.5 to go. Back out on perimeter, Brody Simile. Simile down low, had it taken away before the shot, and the third West County turnover. Blake Terry Brakefield on the right side to Slinkard. Now it's Ketchings. Left corner three, Michael Johnson. Too strong, and Brody Simile has the rebound, his second. Down low pass, Levi Lashley off the glass and in. West County leads 6-4. And across the timeline, Blake Terry Brakefield. To the left side, Darion Ketchings. Back to Terry Brakefield to the right wing, and that's Slinkard quickly on perimeter. It's swung down low to Andrew Robbins. Nearly lost it. Back out on perimeter. Slinkard right side three. That's too strong. And picking up the rebound, Wyatt Scherfus. After the miss from Slinkard, he's 0-for-2 from the field, but 2-for-2 from the foul line. Brody Simile, backdoor pass. Wyatt Simile lays it off glass and in. He's a perfect 3-of-3 in his first three shots. 6 points of his team's 8. And it's an 8-to-4 lead early for West County. 4 minutes and 25 seconds left of the opening quarter. Between the circles, Terry Brakefield to the right side, Slinker back to Terry Brakefield, now to the left wing, and it's catching. Bounce pass inside. That was Johnson back out on perimeter. Down low, posting up, Andrew Robbins. One on two, we get a whistle, a double dribble, and a turnover. First turnover for Fredericktown. 4:09 left, and a couple of substitutions coming in. Mason Curitan and Ryder McMinn. And the inbound goes to the backcourt for Brody Simile. He gets it back. Across the timeline, Wyatt Scherfus back to Brody Simile between the circles. Brody Simile calls out a new play to the left side, and it's Scherfus. Scherfus pivot back to Simile in the logo. Brody Simile down low to the right side, and Levi Lashley. Lashley into the corner. That was Harbison. Back to Brody Simile. Backdoor pass. Wyatt Simile again off the window and ends. 8 for Wyatt Simile, and it's 10-4 West County. And a Fredericktown turnover. Tatum Harbison takes it away. Gets it on the foul line. Wyatt Simile down low. Levi Lashley off the window and in. He's got 4 in the game, and it's 12-4, and West County has only missed 1 from the field to start this one, past the halfway point of the first. Jared Pettis with you alongside me, Jay Sodal, right wing 3. That's good for Ryder McMinn. That'll cut into the lead 12-7. Across the timeline, Wyatt Scherfus. Scherfus to Levi Lashley. Lashley back out on perimeter. Wyatt Simile, and now it's Scherfus again. Scherfus to the lane, elbow jumper, short rebound off of Robbins, and Scherfus will get it back. Down low, Brody Simile steps around a defender, can't hit the layup, but Brody Simile is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw, no good. Complete Vision Care offers quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Brody Simile hops off the iron 3, 4, 5 times and falls in. So he splits the trip from the free throw line, and he gets his first point of the game. 13-7, the lead for the Cats. I beg your pardon, the Dogs. With 2.5 to go in the first. On the right side, David Slinkard. Out of the left wing. That's Blake Terry Brakefield. Gets it back to Curitan. Down low, runner off iron and in. Curitan made that dribble drive look easy. With 2:20 left in the first, it's 13-9 West County, and Curitan knocks that pass out of bounds. In the backcourt, Brody Simile. Working it to the right side, Tatum Harbison. Harbison down low, Lashley off the glass, can't hit the shot, but he is fouled. And so he will shoot free throws. This foul called against Fredericktown. Andrew Robbins is 2nd. Originally it was stated by the PA man on 31 for West County, but there's no 31 out there currently. Board has that as the first on Robbins, but it is his 2nd. Second free throw good. Splitting the trip, Levi Lashley. It's 14-9. Lashley has 5 in the contest. And across the timeline, it's Fredericktown. Blake Terry Brakefield to the left wing. That's Mason Curitan. Wing-to-wing feed to BTB on the right side. Back up top, catchings to the left wing. Curitan, wing 3, too strong. And Brody Simile is there for his 3rd rebound. At the other end, Simile flips it to Levi Lashley. Back to Simile. Had it poked away from behind, but right there, Seth Culkin. He received a technical yesterday. Out on perimeter, Simile to the right side, Tatum Harbison, can't get the pass through and turns it over. 4th West County turnover. At the other end, the layup falls off the side for Curitan, and the rebound was grabbed by Brody Simile, his 4th, and he nearly gave it away. It was poked out by Darion Catchings, and we play on after this substitution. Now Trenton Harbison comes in, Levi Lashley coming out. On the right side, Tatum Harbison to Trenton Harbison. He'll take a three straight on. That will not fall. Was deflected off the upper stanchion holding the backboard. And a foul is whistled on the rebound try after the miss from Trenton Harbison. And the fifth West County turnover. And who was called for the foul? Was it Seth Culkin? It was his first. Across the timeline, Blake Terry Brakefield to the right side for Ketchings. Ketchings up top, Curitan, Blake Terry Brakefield in the left wing. Head of the arc. That's Ketchings. Bounce pass to the foul line. BTB back out. Ketchings, wing three, got it. 14-12, a two-point game with 50 seconds left in the quarter. We're in the opening quarter. It's 14-12, West County. On the right side, Tatum Harbison to Trenton Harbison. Back to Tatum. They play catch. Now to the left side, Seth Culkin. Culkin on perimeter. Into the logo for Tatum Harbison. Tried to go back to Culkin. It was deflected. He came to get that one. 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. Lob to Brody Simile. Left hand to the right hand with the layup. Got it. Brody Simile's got three, and it's back to a four-point game. Bounce pass, Blake Terry Brakefield gets it back from Mason Curitan. Back to Curitan, head of the arc, working foul line, left-hand runner from there, wouldn't go, and the rebound brought off the glass by Hunter Minton. After the miss from Curitan, 7 seconds left, Brody Simile swings it to the right side, that's Tatum Harbison. Deep three, Tatum Harbison wouldn't go. Rebound, Trenton Harbison can't get it, chases it out of bounds, and we've played a quarter at West County leads 16-12. The upper seed, three seed, leading four seed through one quarter of play by four, 16-12. Second quarter coming up after this on KFMO Sports Plus.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Aw, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Back on KFMO, online at KFMOsports.com, 16-12 is the lead. West County, the three seed, leading four seed Fredericktown. Black Cats get the ball first here in quarter number two. Quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sunsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. On the left side, it's Slinker. Down low, Blake Terry Brakefield trying to go back to Slinkard. He has to come get it at the timeline, or that would have been a turnover. To the right side, Darion Ketchings. Back up top to Slinkard. Left wing, Blake Terry Brakefield. About a foot off the sideline. Now to Ketchings on the right wing. Up top, Slinkard. Swing it on perimeter. Got it back to Terry Brakefield. Back to Slinkard. Head of the arc, back to Terry Brakefield. Deep three from the left wing. Wouldn't go. And Wyatt Scherfus comes in and gets the rebound. 30 seconds into the second quarter. West County has their first possession. On the left side, Trenton Harbison. To the right wing, Wyatt Scherfus. Back to Trenton Harbison. Back to Brody Simile now on the right wing. Back to Trenton Harbison as they play catch. Zone defense from Fredericktown. And it's Brody Simile back to Trenton Harbison. To the left side, and that's Seth Culkin. Culkin between the circles to the left wing for Trenton Harbison again. Left-handed dribble. That'll be Assembly back to Harbison. Up top, that's Surface. Long possession for West County. Calkin at the right wing. Catchings closes out. Calkin works inside. Back out to Surface. Harbison fakes a three from way out. Now he'll unload from downtown. That wouldn't go. Offensive rebound. That's Brody Simile. Put back try wouldn't fall. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. And now it's Blake Terry Brakefield. That's already the fifth rebound for Brody Simile. At the other end, a foul will be whistled on a layup try by Blake Terry Brakefield, and he will be shooting two if they give him continuation. And they don't give him continuation. Foul is on Trenton Harbison, his first. And so Wyatt Simile checks in, and Tatum Harbison, both for West County. Same players on the floor for Fredericktown. Darion Catchings up top. That's Sam Michael Johnson for three, and it rattles in. 1 point game, 16-15, nearly 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. On the right side, Seth Calkin. Into the logo. Calkin resets the play. Back to the left wing, that's Tatum Harbison. Up top to Calkin again. Tatum Harbison, wing three, rattles off the side and goes out of bounds off of West County. And it'll be Fredericktown ball. And inbounding Blake Terry Brakefield. Bounce pass to the right side, David Slinkard. Blake Terry Brakefield gets it back at the right wing. Up top, Darion Catchings. Catchings straight on, three off the mark, rebounded by Harbison. That's Tatum. And out of the backcourt, West County, Seth Calkin. He backs off at a 1 point game, 16-15. Calkin gets it back on the right wing. Down low, Lashley lays it off glass and in. Levi Lashley, perfect from the field to start this game. 3 for 3, he's got 7 points. Blake Terry Brakefield to the right side, Catchings back to Blake Terry Brakefield in the logo, back to Catchings on the right wing. Wing to wing feed, try to go to the left side to Slinkard, but it was read well by Surface and he pokes it out of bounds. 5:02 to go and a timeout called by the head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats. It's a full stoppage. We'll take the break as well. It took Micah Reitzel a while to get the attention of the officials, but they call the timeout and he will draw up a play. 18-15, his club trails. You're listening to the AV Tournament third place game on KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sunziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 5 minutes left in the second. Fredericktown inbounds out of their timeout. Here's David Slinkard now to Blake Terry Brakefield to the right side. Darion Catchings down low. Robbins back out Catchings. Up top Slinkard. Left side Blake Terry Brakefield working inside. Back to Slinkard. Straight on three to tie. Off the mark. Rebound poked away. And it'll be grabbed by Tatum Harbison. And he throws it behind his back to Wyatt Simile. Unbelievable. Simile with the lay-in. Good and the foul. Simile 5 for 5 from the field. And the and one coming up. The foul is on David Slinkard trying to draw the charge. He was calling for the block. That is his second. 4:39 left in the half. The and one try is brought to you by Complete Vision Care. It was airmailed and out of bounds. Fredericktown ball. Michael Johnson will throw it in. Quite the crowd here for the third place game, and I'm sure it will be even larger for the championship game. Standing room only here in Arcadia Valley High School. J.D. McGuffey Gymnasium. On the left side, that's Terry Brakefield up top to Catchings. 20-15 is the lead for West County. Back out, Terry Brakefield, left wing three, got it. His first make of the game, and it's back to a two-point differential with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. This is Simile, Wyatt to Brody on the left side, Scherfus. Back to Brody Simile on the left wing, hands it back to Scherfus. Halfway done in the second quarter, Scherfus gets it back from Tatum Harbison. Bounce pass to Brody Simile, timeout West County. We'll take the break. 3:57 to go in the second. Bulldogs leading Black Cats 20-18 on KFMO.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students.
This message has been brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Odell Media Group. AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
20-18, the score. West County leads out of their timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. 3:57 left in the quarter. Darion Catchings comes out. Ryder McMinn checks in. And across the timeline, Wyatt Scherfus gets it to Brody Simile. Back to Scherfus in the logo. Back to the near wing. Tatum Harbison, catch and shoot three. Got it. Tatum Harbison, third time's a charm from perimeter. Missed the first. Hit the other two. Up top, Blake Terry Brakefield. To the left side, it's Mason Curitan. Back to Blake Terry Brakefield. Now to the right wing, Ryder McMinn. Puts it to the floor, then gets it to Curitan in the logo. Terry Brakefield on the left wing. Bounce pass to the elbow for Johnson. Back out to BTB. Pump fake, dribble drive in. Right hand runner rolls around and falls through. Five for Blake Terry Brakefield. 3:14 left in the second. 23-20. West County nearly turned it over. Todd Harbison shouting at the official. He wants a foul. There was nothing called. I didn't see much contact there. Up top, it's Brody Simile. To the left side, and Wyatt Scherfus down low to Levi Lashley. Lashley driving baseline, try to go to Wyatt Simile. Pass too hot to handle. Seven West County turnovers, and laying it in. Oh, I thought Curitan off the window and out of bounds off of Fredericktown. Wow, Curitan looked like he was heading for that one, but on the right side of the bucket went with the left-handed layup. Now you can't have those misses, and Fredericktown will turn it over for the third time. In a three-point game, 2:40 left in the half. A walk gives it away for West County. Eight turnovers. Darion Catchings checks in. And who else came onto the floor? Oh, no, the inbound will be in front of the Fredericktown bench. I thought Ryder McMinn was heading to the bench to have a seat. No, he was just throwing the ball in. He gets it to Blake Terry Brakefield. Now to the right side. Darion Catchings, down low, posting up. Robbins back out. Catchings fakes a three up top. Blake Terry Brakefield, straight on three from Terry Brakefield, wouldn't go. Robbins, the offensive rebound, put back, falls off, and the rebound fought for on the floor, and coming away with it, McMinn, but he throws it away and gives it away. And it'll be Simile to the right side. Harbison, too strong, and it's out of bounds off of Fredericktown. It'll stay West County ball. 2:08 to go in the second. And a three-point game as Tatum Harbison inbounds. We get a whistle, poked out again by Fredericktown. Tatum Harbison tries it again left of the lane. Got it to Brody Simile on perimeter. Interior pass to Wyatt. Simile hasn't missed from the field yet, but that time he will. And the rebound will be picked up by Ryder McMinn. Simile was 5 for 5 from down low, was Wyatt before that miss. So we get back up top, Blake Terry Brakefield. A minute 52 left in the half. Corner three, that's too strong from Curitan. And the rebound for Tatum Harbison is his fourth. Across the timeline, Simile to the right side, and it's Scherfus. Back to Brody Simile, working inside. Down low to Wyatt Simile, all alone, off window and in. 12 for Wyatt Simile. 90 seconds left in the quarter. 25-20 West County leads. On the left side, Mason Curitan into the corner for Ryder McMahon, driving baseline, and we get a foul called against Levi Lashley. It'll be his first with a minute 20 left, and the second on West County. And David Slinkard will check in for the Black Cats as Mason Curitan comes out. Inbound pass left of the lane. Caught by Catchings, now to David Slinkard. Right side, and it's Curitan. Beg your pardon, that's McMahon. Up top, Slinkard. Back to Catchings in the right wing. Back to Slinkard between the circles. Now on the left side, Terry Brakefield to McMahon. Bounce pass down low. Robbins posting up and taking it away. It's West County. Brody Simile. And a quick whistle. Did they go held ball there? I think they did. And the arrow favors West County anyways. Fifth Fredericktown turnover. That was a fast whistle. 65 seconds left in the second quarter. And, yep, the arrow flips. Brody Simile across the timeline. With under 60 seconds to go in the half. Down low, Lashley off window and in through contact. Lashley is 4-for-4 from the field and has 9 points. Blake Terry Brakefield gets it back from Catchings. Fakes a pass to Catchings. Uses a screen set by Ritchie. Down low, spin move, back out Slinker. Now to McMahon, right wing three for McMahon. Short rebounded by Lashley. And up the floor, it's West County. Brody Simile holding in the left wing up top. Harbison back to Brody Simile. Wyatt Simile posting up. Brody's looking at him, can't get it to him. Up top, Harbison back to the right side, Seth Culkin. 20 seconds left in the half. Harbison now to Culkin on the right wing. 18 seconds left. Culkin to the back door looking for Wyatt Simile. Got it to him. We get a whistle and a travel called against West County and their ninth turnover. And down by 7, Fredericktown has a chance to end the half with a make. At the half-court line, Blake Terry Brakefield picks it up. 12 seconds left. Up top, Catchings. Now to BTB. 9 seconds left. Down low pass. Trying to get it to Ritchie. Back out, Slinker. Catchings, right wing, 3 with 5 on the clock. Got it. Catchings with 6. Half-court heave at the buzzer. Won't go. And we head to a recess. Fredericktown trails West County by 4, 27-23. We'll take a break and come back with the Midwest Sports Center halftime report, the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. West County leads Fredericktown 27-23.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. We're starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At halftime, it is 27-23. West County leads Fredericktown, 3-seed versus 4-seed in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament in its 99th installment. Both teams scored 11 in the second half. West County led after 1-16-12. Time for the Samsons and Ford Lincoln stats of the first half. And we start it with the Bulldogs. Wyatt Simile, 12 points, 6-for-7 from the field in that first half. Levi Lashley, 9 points, 4-for-4 from the field. Tatum Harbison and Brody Sibley each have 3. For the Fredericktown Blackcats, their leading scorer is Darion Catchings with 6. Blake Terry Brakefield has 5. Then it's 3 each from Ryder McMinn and Michael Johnson. 2 each, David Slinkard, Mason Curitan, and Andrew Robbins. From the field, West County shooting it at a tournament high from the first half, 60%, 12 of 20. Fredericktown, 38%, 8 of 21. From the beyond the arc, the Blackcats are 5 of 12, that's 42%. And if West County's 1-for-5, that's 20%. From the free throw line, both teams have hit 2. Fredericktown's taken 2, that's 100%. West County's taken 6, they're at 33%. Rebounding edge goes to West County, 15-5. Turnovers, they've given the ball away 9 times. Fredericktown's given it away 5 times. And scoring from the bench favors the Blackcats, 5-0. At half, it's 27-23, excuse me. Stats brought to you by Samson's and Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report after this on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Back on KFMO Sports Plus, online at KFMOsports.com, and on the mobile device, the KFMO app. Jared Pettis and Jace Odle with you, online at KFMO.com/watch with live video. As the West County Bulldogs lead Fredericktown 27-23, and we do have quite the game brewing here in a four-point slate. Again, a four-point game at the end of one, a four-point game at the end of two. Both teams scored 11 in that half, and neither side really in foul trouble for the first time all tournament. There have been a lot of fouls called in this tournament, but teams have kind of cleaned it up for today's action with the third-place game tonight and the championship game coming up in a little bit. It's top-seed South Iron and two-seed Arcadia Valley. And that wraps up the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. It is 27-23. The lead favors West County as we wrap up the halftime report and send you to break. You're listening to the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship on KFMO Sports Plus.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
The annual AB Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living supplied by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
Third quarter underway. Fredericktown has first possession as the Black Cats trail 27-23. On the left side, it is Blake Terry Brakefield working down low. He'll take it to the cup, off window and in to start the scoring. Fredericktown down by two, 27-25. Blake Terry Brakefield with his first make of the half. He's got 7 points, and at the other end, Levi Lashley continues his perfect stretch from the field. He's now got 11 points. And it's back to a four-point game, 29-25. Darion Catchings to the left side for Blake Terry Brakefield. Now it's up top to Slinkard. Back to Terry Brakefield into the corner for Johnson. Back to Slinkard. Up top Catchings. Back to the left side, Terry Brakefield. Andrew Robbins, now to Slinkard. To the right side, Catchings. Back to Slinkard. Blake Terry Brakefield on the left wing. To the right side for Slinkard. Up top, Terry Brakefield. Now it's Catchings on the left side. Fredericktown slowing down the offense. Slinkard has it. Back to Catchings on the left side again. To the right wing. Slinkard doesn't step into a three. Blake Terry Brakefield on the right side. Dribble drive down low. Gets it to Andrew Robbins with the pass. He hits the shot and is fouled. Robbins with four in the end one coming up. And Robbins with the end one. Free throw brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care. Locations in Ledington and Festus. He hits it. It's a one-point game, 29-28. On the left side, Tatum Harbison from downtown around and out. Slinkard has the rebound. David Slinkard with his first rebound. And at the other end, a chance for Fredericktown to take the lead. Catching, swings it. Terry Brakefield. Now to the right side. And up top to the left wing. That's Catchings. Three wouldn't go. Rebound Harbison, his fifth. And out of the backcourt, West County. Brody Simile has it. Brody Simile down low, met by a defender. Back out, Tatum Harbison. Harbison to the right side. Back to the left wing. And it's Levi Lashley. Back to Lashley. Now to the left side, Brody Simile. 5:44 left in the third, 29-28, West County leads. Lashley has it. Right side, and Brody Simile to Lashley. Lashley to the left wing for Harbison. Back to Lashley, now to the right side. Brody Simile again, down low to Wyatt Simile. Back out. Scherfus, three, got it. Wyatt Scherfus. And it's 32-28 West County. That's the first shot made for Scherfus. He missed a field goal inside the three-point line back in the first half. Up top, it's Catchings. Now to the right side, Blake Terry Brakefield. To the left wing, and it's Slinker. Now to Terry Brakefield again. Steps back on perimeter, gets it to Robbins just in, outside of the foul line, and a charge is called against Robbins. That'll be, I have it as the third on Robbins. The board, I believe, will have it as his second. And it is his second, officially. Coming into the game, Hunter Minton for West County. He's got a rebound in this game. He inbounds to Brody Simile. Simile to the left side. Simile up top. Through a screen set by Minton, picked up the dribble at a bad spot, got it to Lashley. Beg your pardon, that's Scherfus. Into the corner, Tatum Harbison. Bounce pass, that's Simile, back to Harbison. Corner three, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Lashley, that falls off, and the rebound is grabbed by Minton. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. And this one called against Fredericktown. And again, it's Andrew Robbins, and that's his third. And it'll be two free throws for Hunter Minton at the line furthest from us. First one, no good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966. Locations in Ledington and Festus. A timeout is called. We'll take the break. 32-28, a full stoppage. You're listening to high school basketball on KFMO.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
Back on KFMO Sports Plus. Glad you're with us. Jared Pettis and Jay Soto. You can join us online at KFMOsports.com or on your mobile device, the KFMO app. Hunter Minton missed the first free throw. He gets the second, though. Fredericktown called the timeout. It was a full stoppage. Minton, good on the second. He splits the trip. That's his first point. And it's a five-point game, 33-28, West County leads. That timeout, by the way, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington. Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Up top, that's Catchings. Gets it back to Cureton. Back to Catchings on the right wing. Tried to go down low to Cullen Ritchie, but he was held onto and fouled, and this one's going against West County. And they put it on Hunter Minton, his first. Blake Terry Brakefield inbounds Cureton. Right wing three for Cureton. Rattles off, and Brody Simile skies for another rebound. That's his sixth. And stealing it, Cureton. The 10th West County turnover. Backdoor pass. Blake Terry Brakefield shot was blocked. Rebound Catchings. 12-foot jumper. Got it. And at the other end, Brody Simile. 3:44 left in quarter number three. 33-30. West County leading Fredericktown. This is Sherfus to the right side. And Harbison back to Sherfus. Back to Harbison. That's Trenton. Back to Sherfus as they play catch beyond the arc. Into the logo. Back to the right wing. Trenton Harbison fakes a three. Gets it back to Sherfus. Working inside. Back out Harbison. Back to Sherfus. Head of the arc. To the foul line for Brody Simile. Players come together and a foul is called against Fredericktown. And it's going against Mason Curitan. That'll be his first and the third from Fredericktown. And it looks like Ryder McMinn will check in at the table. And out comes Michael Johnson. Inbound goes to Brody Simile. In the right corner, now to the wing for, that is Wyatt Sherfus. Almost said Levi Lashley. Now it's Lashley down low, trying to work on McMinn. Back out, Sherfus around a defender. Had it poked away and stolen. 11 West County turnovers. Outlet goes to Catchings. Oh, lost the layup and out of bounds in a turnover, Fredericktown. Man, Catchings tried to go to the cup and could not control the hot potato. 3 minutes exactly to go in the third, 33-30 West County. Threes all over the board. Brody Simile. Now to Lashley. Back to Brody Simile. Crossing the timeline for Hunter Minton. He'll be trapped. Gets it to Brody Simile. He'll work down low. Simile over the head of Richie and in. Brody Simile has got five in the game. And it's back to a five-point game. 35-30 over the head pass. Catchings corner three. No good. Rebound poked away. Curitan has it. Elbow jumper for Curitan. Hits it. Back to a three-point game. 2.5 to go in the third. Fredericktown has outscored West County in this quarter by one. On the right side, Brody Simile. Across the timeline for Sherfus. Sherfus back to Simile on the right side. Simile with the left-handed dribble gets it to Sherfus. Back to Simile in the logo. 2:05 left in the third. Back to Sherfus. Now it's Lashley. Back to Sherfus, left wing. Bounce pass to the right side. Got it to Brody Simile, but Sherfus traveled and gave it away. 12 West County turnovers with exactly 2 minutes to go in the third. Fredericktown could tie this game up with a made three-pointer. Catchings coming out as David Slinkard checks in. Inbound goes to Blake Terry Brakefield. He works it across the timeline slowly. Now it's into the hands of Slinkard. For Curitan to BTB on the left side. Up top, that's Slinkard. Back to Terry Brakefield at the left wing. Working through a couple of defenders, puts it off the iron and in. Blake Terry Brakefield made the seas part with that one. It's a one-point game. Fredericktown nearly took it away. Tatum Harbison gets it to Brody Simile. Backdoor pass down low to Sherfus. Reverse layup. Beg your pardon, that's Minton, and he got it. Three for Hunter Minton. Three-point game again, 37-34. A minute 24 left. Blake Terry Brakefield has it from David Slinkard. Now to the left side. That's Curitan up top, Slinkard, right wing, Terry Brakefield back to Slinkard to the left side, and Curitan again, back up top at Slinkard, working on a couple of defenders, kicks it out, Slinkard, three, right side, got it from Blake Terry Brakefield, Slinkard hits it, his first make, we're tied at 37 with a minute left in the third. Players come together on the floor, and Fredericktown forces another turnover, but they give it right back, Minton to the cup, shot blocked, but the foul is called on McMinn. It'll be the first on Ryder McMinn, and Hunter Minton will have two free throws at the line on the far side of the floor with 52.6 left. And losing a shoe, it was Colin Ritchie. He had to go pick that one up and put it back on his foot. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one on its way. No good. West County struggled from the free throw line yesterday. In that game against Arcadia Valley, the Bulldogs were 24 for 43 at the free throw line. One, that's too many free throws to be taking. Two, that's too many free throws to be missing. That one misses again, and this rebound brought off the glass by Blake Terry Brakefield. Down low, Slinkard. Back out, Curitan. 18-footer, deep two, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Ritchie. Tried to go to the back door, and it's knocked away, and a foul is called on West County. And Hunter Minton is the guilty party on the foul, his second. And the third on West County. 38.9 left in quarter number three. And the inbound will be right of the lane, throwing it in. Blake Terry Brakefield. Curtin, right wing three for the lead. Wouldn't go. Rebound deflected. McMinn has it. Back in, trying to take the lead once more. Can't do it. And Culkin grabs the rebound that time. At the other end. And Culkin to the left side. Wouldn't go. To the right side for Trenton Harbison to Culkin on the left side, and he walks and turns it over. 14 West County turnovers. 12.6 left in the third, 37-37. 30-second stoppage. Fredericktown will keep it here. This late in the quarter. A lot of stoppages due to turnovers. West County has 14. Fredericktown had 5 at the half. They have 2 in this quarter. West County had 9 at the half. They're at 5 this quarter. We're nearing quarter number 4 in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The fifth place game needed overtime. Are we on pace for overtime in this one? It's a 1-point game late in quarter number 3. And this is where Fredericktown found themselves against South Iron, really close in all facets of that game, and just were unable to hang on late. Or Fredericktown may be playing in the championship game. And the same for West County. They were a big against Arcadia Valley, and the Tigers came back, forced overtime, and won the game. I think both of these sides are a bumper, a takeaway away. Takeaway away? Take away the difference from this being the championship matchup, really. 12.6 to go in the third, 37-37. That timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Ketchings in the offensive half court for Slinkard. Back to Ketchings. 5 on the clock. Ketchings works in. 3 on the clock. Up top, Slinkard. 2 on the clock. Slinkard, elbow jumper off window. No good. And that sends us to the quarter break. We've played 3 full, and we've decided nothing. 37-37 on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bon Terre today or call 358-3674.
Fourth quarter starting now. West County has first possession. Quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Shot wouldn't fall from Brody Simile, and the rebound for Andrew Robbins. And Fredericktown the other way. Blake Terry Brakefield out to the right side. Johnson for three. That short rebound. Robbins offensive. Hill will put it back up and in. And Robbins has 7, and Fredericktown leads 39-37. At the other end, Brody Simile up top to the foul line for Levi Lashley. To the right side, that's Tatum Harbison. Back to Brody Simile. Simile to the left side. That's Seth Culkin in. Back to Simile. Now to the right side, Harbison. Harbison to Brody Simile to the foul line. Picked up the dribble. Gets it to Lashley at the foul line. A lot of contact, no whistle. There's one on the layup try. If that's on Robbins, it's his fourth. And it is the fourth on Andrew Robbins. He leads the team in rebounds with 3. And it'll be Levi Lashley at the line to shoot 2 free throws. He's 1-for-2 tonight. But his first 2 were early in that first half. First free throw, no good. These free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The ideal choice for your child's first eye exam at 3 years old or sooner if you notice any problems. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Jared Pettis with you on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app. Jace Odle produces our video broadcast online at KFMOsports.com. And Lashley splits the trip. He's got 12 points in the game, and it's a 39-38 lead for Fredericktown. On the right side, David Slinkard. Blake Terry Brakefield now to the left side. Catchings back to Slinkard. Now it's BTB again. Catchings in the logo. Back to Blake Terry Brakefield at the right wing. 6:45 left in regulation. Bounce pass inside. Goes to Johnson. Back out on perimeter. And it's Slinkard to the left side. Catchings. Catchings bounced it to the right side. Terry Brakefield. Corner three. Slinkard around and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Tatum Harbison, his sixth. Crossing the timeline, Harbison gets it to Simile to the left side. Scherfus back to Brody Simile to the foul line. Back out on perimeter to Harbison. Had to go get that one. Bounce pass back to Simile at the elbow. It's Wyatt Simile. Kicks it back out. Wyatt Scherfus. Pump fake dribble drive in. Around one, around two. No, couldn't get around the second. And it's stolen away by Blake Terry Brakefield. One on three. Terry Brakefield can't hit the runner. And he's fouled. So BTB will go to the line to shoot free throws. And this foul called against West County. And it's Brody Simile, his first. He didn't like the call. Tatum Harbison even gave him a look. Hey, that was on you. Two shots for Blake Terry Brakefield, his first trip to the free throw line. Fredericktown as a team, 3 for 3 tonight. First one. No good, and we'll call that the broadcaster's jinx. One-point game. Fredericktown leads 39-38. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. 6:06 left in the fourth. Second free throw on its way. No good either. Rebounded by Brody Simile. That's his seventh. He leads all players in this game in rebounding. Down low, Wyatt Simile. Shot deflected. Didn't go. Rebound grabbed, and it's Blake Terry Brakefield. Out of the backcourt. Oh, man. Blake Terry Brakefield wanted to get it to Michael Johnson, and he was cutting to the basket and thrown away. That is the eighth Fredericktown turnover. We are 5:53 away from the conclusion of regulation. The Black Cats lead the Bulldogs 39-38 on KFMO and a timeout, West County.
If you are ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley.
5:53 left in regulation. 39-38, West County trails Fredericktown. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, the KFMO app as well. Jay Soto produces our live video. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegro in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Brody Simile around a screen, sends it to the corner. Tatum Harbison, three for the lead. That doesn't fall. Rebound deflected. Catchings has it. Catchings in the backcourt for Blake Terry Brakefield. He'll work it up the floor into the corner. David Slinkard, catch and shoot, left side three. That wouldn't go. And Scherfus comes to get that rebound, his fourth, after the miss by Slinkard. Nearly thrown away, and now it will be. And another West County turnover. That's 16. Ryder McMinn checks in, as does Mason Curitan. I was about to say I didn't see another Fredericktown player come to the floor, but two came off. I found him. 5:20 left in quarter number four. Fredericktown gives it away. Their ninth turnover. Out of the backcourt, it's Wyatt Scherfus to Brody Simile. Splits defenders and lays it in. And West County back on top, 40-39. Brody Simile with seven. Out of the backcourt, Blake Terry Brakefield to the right side. David Slinkard up top. Mason Curitan back to Slinkard at the right wing. Under five to go in regulation. That's minutes. Blake Terry Brakefield on the left side. Back up top. Curitan to the right side. Slinkard gets it to Robbins, playing with four fouls. Slinkard to Curitan, trying to split defenders, force back out. Blake Terry Brakefield in the corner. He'll get around two, take it to the cup, but the foul is on the floor before the shot. And it looks like Levi Lashley will be called on the foul. He will, his second. And inbounding left of the lane, Blake Terry Brakefield. A couple of substitutions, Hunter Minton and Trenton Harbison. And it'll be Terry Brakefield to throw it in. Lobs it to Robinson. Catch and shoot jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound poked away, and Scherfus has it again. That was Robbins, excuse me, with the miss. Simile down low. Simile walks and turns it over. 17 West County turnovers in a one-point game. 4:33 left in regulation. 40-39. West County up. Lake Terry Brakefield across the timeline. To the left side, it's Curitan. Slinker now to the right wing. Blake Terry Brakefield again. To the foul line, Robbins. He works it down low. Robbins can't hit the floater, but he is fouled. And Robbins, who's one for one from the foul line, will go to the line to shoot two more as makes were in that third quarter, or his lone make, I should say, in that third quarter. And Andrew Robbins ready to go here. 4:20 exactly left in the fourth. First free throw, no good. These are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, by the way, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases, locations in Ludington and Festus. Second free throw in a one-point game. That's no good either. Brody Simile comes away with another rebound. That's eight. Simile across the timeline to the right wing, picked up the dribble. Now it's Trenton Harbison. Back to Brody Simile, works it to the foul line. Back out, Wyatt Scherfus. 10-footer runner, got it on the baseline. Scherfus has five all in this half. 4 minutes left in regulation, 42-39. Three-point lead for West County. Catchings into the logo for Slinkard, Blake Terry Brakefield. On perimeter, Catchings, head of the arc. To Robbins, back out, Slinkard, corner three to tie, around and out. Robbins, offensive rebound, putback will fall. It's a one-point game. Nine for Robbins, 42-41 West County. Crossing the timeline, Simile to the left side. Trenton Harbison back to Simile. To the right wing, Tatum, check that Wyatt Scherfus. Up top, Simile again, 3:20 left in regulation. 42-41 West County. Trenton Harbison to the left side. At the wing. Met by Catchings. Up top, Sibley again. Brody Simile hands it off to Scherfus. Gets it to Harbison. Fakes a three. Back to Scherfus to the foul line. Picked it up. Got it to Simile into the right corner. He'll work inside. Get around three defenders. Missed the layup. Minton comes down with it, but it's Levi Lashley with the rebound after the miss from Brody Simile. Back up top, Wyatt Scherfus. 2:50 left. Swing it back out. Trenton Harbison. Downtown three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Scherfus again after the miss from Trenton Harbison. Down low play. Scherfus deflected pass. Brody Simile came away with it. Can't hit the shot. And Robbins has his rebound. And I think West County wanted a foul. Outlet, though, goes to Slinkard. And he's fouled from behind. Beg your pardon. That's McMinn going to the line to shoot free throws. The foul is called against Wyatt Scherfus, his first. Rather second. 2:36 left in regulation. Down by a point. Complete Vision Care free throws for Fredericktown. First free throw. Rattles in. We're tied. McMinn with his fourth point of the game. First point of the half. From the free throw line. He will shoot a second. Next one on the way, rattles home. Fredericktown leads. Timeout, Black Cats. Five for McMinn, 43-42, 2:36 left in regulation. Back out you go to pay some bills. We'll be back after this in Ironton on KFMO.
Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
Excuse me, 2:36 left in regulation. Fredericktown leads 43-42. Jared Pettis with you on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app. And online at KFMOsports.com with live video. Jay Soto produces the video broadcast. Wyatt Scherfus up top, Brody Simile. Levi Lashley got away with the moving screen. Handoff goes to Tatum Harbison. Harbison around the arc. Bounce pass to Wyatt Scherfus. Back to Harbison. Into the corner for Brody Simile. Simile trying to go down low to Lashley Kent, sends it to Harbison. Now inside for Minton, turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Minton got it back after his miss. Rolls it up top to Harbison. Harbison to the elbow for Brody Simile. Frederick down defense, and closes. He's forced back out by the defenders and got it to Harbison. Back to Simile, back to Harbison as they play catch. A minute 50 left, we get a whistle. 3 seconds in the lane, called against Levi Lashley. And a West County turnover. Fredericktown gets it back. Coming in for Fredericktown, Michael Johnson. And Darion Catchings. Johnson inbounds to Blake Terry Brakefield. A minute 50 left. This is the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Right side, Slinkert up top, Catchings to the left side. Blake Terry Brakefield. Back to Slinkert in the logo. Now to Blake Terry Brakefield at the left wing. Down low, Robbins. Robbins playing with four personal fouls. Slinkert, extra pass to Catchings. Back up top, Slinkert. Left side, Blake Terry Brakefield. 90 seconds left in regulation. 1 point lead, Fredericktown. Slinkert. Beg your pardon, that's Blake Terry Brakefield as he resets an offensive play. Nearly stepped across the half court line. Would have been a backcourt violation. Robbins sets the pick, rolling to the cup. That's Blake Terry Brakefield. Can't hit the shot. Got his own rebound. Got it to Robbins. Back out, Slinkert. Up top, Catchings. Catchings down low to Robbins, through his fingertips, went and got it. Back out to Slinkert, 65 seconds left. It's Catchings again. Back to Blake Terry Brakefield in the logo. Trying to work one-on-one. Takes a man off the dribble. Foul is on the floor before the shot. And it'll be an inbound for the Black Cats, at least I thought. But I think that's going to put Fredericktown in the bonus. It is. Two free throws for Blake Terry Brakefield. Blake Terry Brakefield shoots free throws. Bonus shots for the Cats. The foul, by the way, is the third on Wyatt Scherfus, as he had a piece of Blake Terry Brakefield on his way to the cup. First free throw. No good for Blake Terry Brakefield. 0 for 3 from the foul line. Fredericktown was 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first half. They are just 3 for 8 in this half, with attempt number 9 on its way. Terry Brakefield hits that one. He's got 8 points in the game, and it's a 2-point game, 44-42, with 55 seconds left. A timeout called by West County head coach Todd Harbison. We'll take the break. It's a full stoppage. You're listening to the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
West County Ball out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsigar, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 55.5 seconds left in regulation. 44-42, Fredericktown leads. The fifth place game needed overtime. Will the third place game? Brody Sibley up top to Scherfus. To the left side, pass deflected and out of bounds, and it'll stay West County ball. 46.3 on the clock. Winner of this game finishes third. Brody Simile inbounds to the backcourt for Wyatt Scherfus. Across the timeline, back to Brody. Scherfus in the logo. To Harbison on the right side. Harbison, bounce pass to Simile. Simile swings it to Lashley. A lot of contact. He gets it, nearly gives it away. Up top to Scherfus. 30 seconds left. To the right side, Harbison. Into the corner, Simile. Simile around a defender. Simile to the cup with the lay-in. It wouldn't go. Wyatt Simile, offensive rebound. Put back, falls off the side, and he's fouled. And it'll be Wyatt Simile to the line to shoot free throws with 20.8 left in regulation. Foul is on Blake Terry Brakefield, his first. Andrew Robbins was off the floor with four fouls. He will likely come on once Fredericktown gets possession. Wyatt Simile, no good on the first free throw, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Two-point game, 44-42. Second free throw on the way. That will rattle in. It's a one-point game. Simile with 13. He had 12 in the first half. Blake Terry Brakefield fouled by Levi Lashley. That'll be his third, and Blake Terry Brakefield will shoot free throws, and that is the right guy to foul as BTB is 1-for-4 tonight. 17 seconds left. Either way, this one's going to come down to missed free throws down the stretch. Blake Terry Brakefield with the first from the Complete Vision Care foul line. It's good. Two-point game. He's got nine. 45-43. Beg your pardon, Blake Terry Brakefield has 11. Next one. Rattles out. Rebound Wyatt Simile. Simile nearly walked. Got it to Brody Simile. 13 seconds left at a two-point game. Brody Simile works inside. 9 seconds left. Simile hook shot lay-in goes. 9 for Brody Simile. Timeout Fredericktown with 4.9 left. We will keep this timeout here. Tie game 45-45. Under 5 seconds to go. What will Micah Reitzel draw up for his Black Cats, trying to finish third in the tournament but need to make a shot? Well, we're headed to overtime. Jared Pettis with you on KFMO. This timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegraw, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen at North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. It was a four-point game after the first, 16-12 West County, and a four-point game after the second, 27-23 West County. We were tied 37-37 at the end of three, currently 45-45 with 4.5 seconds left in regulation. This game has been back and forth since the early goings. Neither team giving an inch, similar to the two games we saw yesterday. This Fredericktown team with a very phenomenal defensive effort in the entire tournament. And now they have a chance for their offense to win the game. 4.9 seconds left. 45-45. Mason Cureton will inbound. In the backcourt. Inbound goes to Blake Terry Brakefield. 4 seconds left. Gets across the timeline. Cuts to the left side. 1 second left. Runner off the side, and we're going to overtime. Blake Terry Brakefield missed. We'll take a break. Free basketball in the third place game after this on KFMO.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
Overtime on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app. Jared Pettis, Jay Soto with you. As we get set for the extra frame, 45-45. We are all square in Arcadia, or at Arcadia Valley. The opening tip brought to you by Boyd & Associates. Won by Fredericktown. They have first possession and a tie game of overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Blake Terry Brakefield up top. Andrew Robbins gets it to Darion Catchings. Catchings to the left side, and it's Blake Terry Brakefield again. Up top to Slinker. Slinkered on perimeter into the corner for Catchings. Catch and shoot three for Catchings around and out. And Wyatt, Brody Sibley, excuse me, has another rebound. Up the floor, Sibley down low, Lashley off window and in. Levi Lashley, he has been solid, 14 points in the game. Crossing the timeline, Blake Terry Brakefield, 2-point lead for West County. Now it's Blake Terry Brakefield. Down low, pass, got it to Johnson, off window and in. We're tied up at 47s. Johnson with his first make of the half, on his first try of the half. He's got five in the game. Up top, it's Brody Simile. Simile in the logo, 2:45 left in overtime. On the right side, that's Wyatt Scherfus. Between the circles again for Simile, timeout, West County. We'll take the break. 2:40 left in the fourth. A full stoppage. We're tied up 47-47 in overtime on KFMO Sports Plus.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegrall, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 47-47, tied up in overtime, scoring in that fourth quarter, 8-8, scoring in the extra frame, 2-2. 2:40 left. And it will be West County ball inbounding in front of the scorer's table. Inbound goes to Brody Simile on perimeter for Wyatt Scherfus. West County has not hit a three yet in this half. That layup try from Hunter Minton wouldn't go. Rebound grab by Blake Terry Brakefield. His fifth, and he works it up the floor. Now for Mason Cureton, back to Terry Brakefield. Tie game, 47-47. 2:20 left in overtime of the third place game in the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Cureton to Blake Terry Brakefield, trying to split a couple of defenders. Dribbles right into Wyatt Scherfus and back out. Gets it to David Slinkert in the corner. That's Catchings. Back to Slinkert. Back to Catchings. He'll work it to the wing. Look inside. Back to Slinkert. To the left side. That's Blake Terry Brakefield. To Cureton. Up top Slinkert. To the foul line. Back out. Catchings. Step back three from the right corner. That rattles off and falls in. Wow. Catchings has eight. And it's a three-point game. Harbison to Simile. Back to Harbison. Catchings closes out. Harbison can't unload for the answer. Simile near the logo. Back to Harbison at the right wing. Back to Simile. Head fake gets around one. Takes it to the cup with the floater. Falls off the side. And Robbins has his sixth rebound. Outlet. Catchings. 90 seconds left. Catchings. Swing pass. Slinkered. Corner three. Yes! He got it! Slinkered with 11. 53-47. And on the right side, it's West County. Simile to the left side. Scherfus. Simile gets it back. Now to Scherfus again. 65 seconds left. To the left side. Scherfus into the paint. Minton can't hit. Got his own rebound. Put back try. Too strong. And Robbins comes away with another rebound. Slowly out of the backcourt now. It's Blake Terry Brakefield fouled by Brody Simile. That'll be his second. And Blake Terry Brakefield will shoot free throws, 2-for-6 so far in the game. .2 left. These free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw for Blake Terry Brakefield, no good. 53-47, Fredericktown leads. Levi Lashley coming out. Trenton Harbison comes back in. Second free throw on its way. That's good. 12 for Blake Terry Brakefield. And across the timeline, that's Simile to the right side. Harbison got it to Harbison. That was Trenton to Tatum, back to Trenton. Wing three from the right side. Short rebound. Robbins lost it out of bounds. And it's going to stay West County ball. Trenton Harbison 0 for 5 from beyond the arc in this game. 33.9 left in overtime. 54-47 Cats leading Dogs. Inbound up top. Tatum Harbison to Brody Simile. Simile step back, got it to Tatum Harbison to the logo. To the right wing, Simile. Once a three, Brody Simile can't get it to fall, and Slinkard has the rebound. Slinkard will be fouled. And it's called against Brody Simile, his third. Who's walking it down to shoot free throws? Is it David Slinkard? I believe it is. Slinkard with that big three to make it a two-possession game just a little bit ago. Hits the first free throw here. These free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. Second free throw on its way. Rattles off. Brody Simile with the rebound, his 10th. A point shy of a double-double. Pass stolen away. Another turnover, West County. 13 seconds left. Blake Terry Brakefield across the timeline, and the Fredericktown Black Cats, as the four seed, will be the third place finishers. 55-47, the final in overtime. And we head to the championship game coming up in just a bit. A big win for the Black Cats. They're now 2-1 on the season. West County falls to 1-2. An overtime finish and a defensive stand. Scoring in that overtime period, 10-2, favoring the Black Cats as they finish third. We'll take you between games, and when we come back, we'll recap this game and get you set for the championship coming up in about 20 minutes on KFMO Sports Plus.